I want to go back to last year.
Okay.
Dana told me that you lost 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Could you talk about your training regimen?
Yeah, just, it wasn't even that much training. It's basically more diet than anything. But I was getting up, going to work, and then coming back, and then going to the gym, and then going to yoga. But most importantly was just what I put in my body, because what you feel yourself with is how you're going to perform. So, yeah.
Did you expect to play 30-some games last year with Curtis going down?
At the beginning, it didn't look that way, but at the end there, I just wanted to get in as many as I can, get in as much experience as possible, so to build up towards this year, and hopefully what I build on last year carries through to this season.
That's quite the trial by fire. How did that help you grow as a player?
It just put me through a lot of situations that you'd never expect as a goalie. Like, I think last year, I maybe appeared in 17 of 18 games or something like that, and you just never really expect that. But all it did was just help me just get more experience in this league, and just hopefully it carries through to this season.
Do you feel comfortable as a number one?
Yeah, I feel comfortable. I don't know about a number one and two right now, but like Henderson, he's a great goalie. He's going to push me every day in practice, and I expect nothing less from him. So I love the battle. I love everything about this team right now. So, yeah.
Are you happy to get a bit more predictability with the starter's job instead of having to be called up for a spot starts?
Yeah, for sure. There is a bit more, like you're kind of expecting more so to play, but as soon as I slip up, there's a guy right there. So I got to just keep performing well, and hopefully I just stick with the role here.
Mm-hmm. Home opener here tonight, I think they announced was 546 fans. Just what was it like for you guys to come out of the tunnel for this win tonight?
Yeah, it's super exciting. Every time the rink's packed like that, it gives everybody in that room a bit more energy to play with, and we love seeing the rink packed, and we just hope more fans keep coming out.
What did you guys think about having Chase, get the captaincy and be the hometown captain here this year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all the boys were kind of expecting it. He's a great leader on and off the ice. The way he performs, the way he works in practice, like we just expect a lot of the guy, and he brings it every day. So it's awesome.
He gets the first goal there as you guys mount the comeback here. How big was it to have him be the guy to get the first goal to help get things going there?
Yeah, it was huge. He sacrificed his body. He actually got cut on the leg on that play, so he's actually getting repaired in the room right now. So doesn't really matter how it gets done, but he did it, and we love his work ethic here, and he's just an awesome guy to have around.
Your penalty killers in the third period there helped you guys, keep a lid on it at two and get it to have a chance to go to OT. What can you say about the job they did?
Yeah, I think the guys on the penalty kill there were awesome. They blocked everything I couldn't see, so that makes my job 1,000 times easier. And I couldn't do anything without those guys out there, so just great for them.
The shootout is, all three guys coming in on you, and you stop all three. Just how did you feel going to the shootout?
Yeah, I just put in my head that we're not gonna take a loss today, and I just did my best out there, and it paid off. So they're super exciting, and the fans love it here. So yeah.
And Owen Ginter, one of the rookies on the team, goes first and gets the goal. How important is scoring first in the shootout, and just what do you know about Owen Ginter?
Yeah, well, Owen, he's a great guy. A little quiet, I think, just a little shy right now, but he's starting to open up. But with that was a huge goal, right? So just gives everybody confidence on the bench, gives me confidence in that I know if I stop it, we're going to get the win. So that was a huge goal by Ginter there.
How much does this victory help the team turn the page on last season and the difficult end to it?
Yeah, it just gives us some confidence, right? And we just got to put that behind us and just look forward to the season ahead. And this is just the start of what's a lot, hopefully a lot to come. So, yeah.
What do you think your best save was out there tonight, Ben?
I don't know. I really don't know. But, I'm not sure.
How about once you made the final save there, it looked like it had a chance to squeak through the arm. You managed to seal it out there once you knew that it didn't go in. Just what was the feeling like seeing the rest of the bench come out?
Yeah, it kind of like squeaked by my arm. I looked behind me. I didn't see it. I was like, then I saw the ref wave it off. It didn't go in. Just relief came off me just seeing that we got the win tonight.
And the Brooks Bandits in town on Tuesday night, the defending league champs. Look ahead to that one.
Yeah, we just got to prepare well. I'm not scared of anybody, but we respect everyone in this league. So we just got to come out prepared and play like we did in that third period, and we should be fine.